Our participants, greetings from India. Let me first congratulate the entire team for organizing this 27th UNCSTD. I'm happy to note that we are addressing global challenges through the interfaces of science, technology, and innovations in these challenging times. Thank you for your kind invitation to this meeting to share my thoughts here. I endorse the agenda of this meeting, which is primarily focused to stress the role of science, technology, and innovation in reinforcing the 2030 agenda. Eradicating poverty and removing the social disparity is certainly a global concern, including for India. While enabling the established platforms for eradicating poverty, I see a tremendous role of technological interventions in addressing the social disparity. We have seen and experienced the technology as a driver for accelerated economic growth. We had also discussed in the past on emergence of technology as a cause for inequalities as well. This truly calls for a well-drawn and well-thought-out strategy for balancing the technological interventions for societal needs. We would like to reinforce the potential of technologies to reduce the inequality in society and ensure equitable access and use technology and solutions that responds to the needs of the society. We should ensure technology as an enabler. CSTD could play a larger role to identify gap areas in the science, technology, and innovations and enable a platform or engage for wider international partnership in a way that could serve for the interest of all. Excellencies, India has transformed tremendously in the technological front in recent years. We have dedicated programs to engage research in emerging fields such as quantum technology, green energy, climate change, cyber-physical systems, and sustainable development. We also want to highlight the role of startups in connecting technology with the society. India has witnessed an unprecedented surge in creation and funding of startups during the last 10 years. We have more than 100,000 startups working in different areas of science and technology. Several factors like increased internet penetration, digitizations, particularly the digital payment systems, and the direct benefit transfer schemes of the Government of India, and several such initiatives have fueled the growth of sectors like fintech, financial equality or a financial inclusion, transportation, logistics, food and agriculture. India is now deeply looking at the deep tech sectors as well. We connect through our Department of Science and Technology with many countries in all the continents across the globe. I do believe that the collaborations, given the diverse natures of the problems, will help in bringing impactful solutions with minimum investments of time that can impact globally. The science, technology, and innovations development is becoming more of an interdependent mode rather than independent, especially when the demand and the resources are diverse. The world is more connected. The developing, and all other nations are facing global issues, and therefore a common agenda it could be envisaged. As India concluded the G20 presidency, we have addressed, among other issues, the role of science and technology in energy security and also in environment. UNCSTD could lay a very specific targeted agenda of science, technology, and innovation networks and policy to support effective technology and knowledge transfers. The modalities and way forwards can then be taken up accordingly. Thank you very much. Jai Hind.